Welcome to Why Do We Hang Out, episode 37.
Jeez!
Why now?
Do it!
What?
Just do it!
Doing you. Are we doing a video?
Nope.
For your girl?
Nope.
Yeah, is she gonna come over and visit with us?
Is it for, like, Super Naomi?
No, I have to. Super Naomi?
Super Naomi.
Yeah.
Hurry up, start saying words.
Super Naomi, come on.
Hey!
You're coming over.
Chris come doesn't want us
just
meet
pretend
you.
To be human for 4 seconds, Robert.
I'll show my dude. I'll show
him. Yeah. Don't, be less human. Less human. That was perfect. That was... oh, God. You're... that was so perfect. She's like, you're fucking assholes.
We're not assholes. Oh, we're doing an intro, by the
way. Oh, we're doing an intro. That's going to be a weird meta experience when she's hearing it. She's going to be hearing the thing that she saw. That's a whole thing.
Probably why she listens. That's actually really intriguing.
Yeah.
She loves the podcast. She thinks, for whatever weird fucking reason, that we're funny people.
We should have her as a special guest for once, Chris.
Yeah. Special guest. Maybe
I like it more when you weren't in my chair and you shut the fuck up.
Cheers, Jacob.
Cheers, Jacob.
It's great.
Jacob.
You need to get out my fucking chair, is what you need to do. If that chair is what's making you all verbalize,
keep him there. I want more of him.
He balances out.
Jacob broke the matrix.
We're all like, what the fuck was that? Where'd the brick wall go?
So this is the long-awaited return of the movie podcast. The five have returned to form Captain Planet.
Dark Planet.
Dark Captain Planet.
You'll get it.
To you provide to movie commentary for Mel Brooks' classic, Young Frankenstein.
Frankenstein.
Frabuga. Thank you. Right. So this is part one of two-part episode.
Ish.
Part two will come out next week.
So this will be this week, or this will be the week of this week of the day we are on, or is it next Sunday that this one will be up?
This will be up.
Next you know, week. This is like,
I'm having a moment, I'm on your spot, let me have my moment, shut up. We need to trade places, this is not helping. Because you did the face, and I was like, the power. I felt like a Kurgan. That was awesome.
And you're not even sitting in the regular chair. It's just,
that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm the Kurgan.
No, Justin, you need to, like, tell everybody to get off your shit, because that's what you do. And it's everybody's trying to start
your shit.
You're
just mad because he did it towards you.
I am. So we're going to get into Young Frankenstein.
Frankensteinstein.
Yeah.
And we bought beer in between episodes.
Because doing an episode sober is not that fun.
No, that's anarchy. No.
Wow. It is fun.
I have to just listen to this fucker. I need beer.
6 days a week. I'm feeling bad right now. Hold on. Nope, that was gas.
That's like when we were
same thing. Feeling bad and gas.
About a certain alcohol-flavored lady of your past. And she's like, being single parents hard. I was like, yeah.
Yeah. Right. This is my no fuck stick. So, episode one for the Young Frankenstein?
Yeah. This is episode 37. Episode one of Young.
If you're going to be in the chair, you got to communicate.
He's communicating.
If I'm going to have to be the main you.
He is, though, man.
Yeah, he looks.
See, healthy. Look, see that cuteness smile. Look at that. That's ass butt. Come on, you can't deny that ass.
He's researching Whoppers.
Yeah, and chickens.
Yeah,
Whoppers
and hot dogs. And the Wrangler.
Oh, the Wrangler is so good.
So good. If cows were named after their food they make, I would be the happiest.
It's like assholes who name their pigs bacon.
Yeah. There is one cattle breed like, that's called Beefmaster.
What? I love our country so much. I just want to thank America for all of its blatant just douchebaggery, and that's just wonderful.
Also in this episode, we found out Chris likes his brother more than us, and that's not acceptable.
Yeah.
I don't like my brother
more
than
you.
Game on. Gay, man.
On.
Game on.
Game on.
Have
you made it up for it?
I caught up.
Hey, Nebula?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, she's gonna be
Plays Amy Pond in Doctor Who.
Someone watches Doctor Who.
Benedict Cumberbatch is fucking...
Strange.
Did you see that photo where he's like this? I'm just like...
No, I won't. I can't look at any of them. I saw the one where it's just his hair and the side profile. Because I can't. Like, that Suicide Squad trailer, I watched it 2 times. One, because you would, like, we watched it once.
I've seen it, like, 10 different times.
I can't, because I know me, and I'm going to break the movie down enough that I'm going to know exactly what's going to happen, and it's going to spoil it.
I can't. It's greatness. How do you not watch that? Like, it's so
You know how I am with movies. I can watch a trailer.
Stop overanalyzing and just enjoy what things are. I can't. Just enjoy it for what it is.
Been to movies with me.
You know who he is, right?
Yeah, he freaks out.
That is my thing.
Little girl,
especially when I know him right.
Bruises a person's arm.
Hey,
you know
my
arms have been bruised?
Yours. Yeah. And the only one that matters.
Yeah, his arm too.
To be fair, it was Optimus Prime. Yeah. And he said, I am Optimus Prime. Yeah. And that's a thing.
And then he died.
Yeah, but
what about... That was a whole thing that I was not okay with.
What about when Sam Witwicky said, you're more than meets the eye?
That was the thing. I kind of freaked out.
Destroyed my arm.
But to be fair,
so you got Giddy over Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's kind of crazy, but you know, Transformer.
Didn't he wear a paper bag to a movie scene?
He did that cool thing where he like watched all of his movies,
and it was just him watching him, which is such a weird thing.
I don't care. That was awesome. That's genius.
That's art in a weird way. Like 30 years from now, they're gonna go, "What's art?" And they're gonna go, "Okay, we're gonna show you a thing." There was this time. No one really knew what they were doing. And there was a guy known as Shia LaBeouf.
Well, this is back when anything was allowed on the internet. So.
Yeah, I'm going to go. And he basically filmed himself watching his movies. And they were like, oh, like the glorious classic Mystery Science Theater. Like, no. You saw him his movies and just watched him react.
I'm excited for the new Mystery Science Theater.
Oh, more so than anything.
Like, Jonah Ray's.
Yeah, I can't wait. Host, some of the writers that are on it have been on... Like, on all the hit comedies in, like, the last 5, 10 years.
Not just SNL writers, then?
Was it the SNL writers?
Why
would you do that to Mr. Science?
I thought that's what...
That's where you...
The same people wrote
that's
the...
That's punishment, if you go to SNL.
That's what I thought. Is it a mistake?
They're taping it in L.A. SNL's in New York.
Yeah. And it has good writers.
Not don't do
this. This is a man who doesn't make mistakes.
I don't know. The undercover boss with Kylo Ren...
This is why we're making it.
Was amazing. Undercover boss Kylo Ren was, like... I love
that was the funniest thing they've done in, like, the last 20 years.
I will say, what made it great wasn't it. It was the fact that, as us as the internet, the thing we do, is everything that people made because of that, they're like, nope, this guy gets a backstory. This whole version of Kylo Ren gets this, an action figure, posters, the whole nine yards. That is what I love about the internet.
The internet can be used for good.
Yeah.
Not often.
No. Then you get those shit people who just start yelling and support Donald Trump.
Or random videos of police and...
Yeah, like police videos, beating people up.
Weather videos.
Yeah.
And dogs and cats doing things.
Yeah. And you're like, how? And it's just a dog sleeping. But then it does the little weird thing with his paws and you're like, give it. I want it.
And then it's playing with
the But then I'm bored of it because we're easily jaded and entertained.
Yeah.
Or it jumps into his shoe and you're like,
oh right. Shit. And then you're just like, wait, that elicited a response. I need to watch something blow up.
Click.
Just to get all the jadedness back.
Like, I watched the cat give the other cat 9 lives, like, 10 different times. He's just, like, raising the dead. Like,
that's awesome! Hail Kitty Satan!
So I was going to watch Turbo Kid last night, then I got that ticket to Book of Mormon.
Was that good?
Yeah.
Everybody has said Book of Mormon.
It's the second time I've seen it, too. It's pretty great.
Is it still good second time around?
Yeah. I did
Those
forget...
tickets aren't cheap, either.
No. Yeah. I forgot there was a song called Spooky Mormon Hell Dream, though. and he goes into hell, or he has a Spooky Mormon Hell Dream, and they're in hell, and he's, they're running around, the little Starbucks coffee cups run around, because they can't get coffee.
And
Jesus calls him a dick.
Nice.
Yeah. Fair.
Jesus said I was a dick.
But well, he's not lying, man.
The whole time of Spooky Mormon Hell Dream, I'm like, oh, this would make Chris happy.
I need to see it. Kessler even asked me last week, he's like, have you seen the Book of Mormon? I was like, no. And he's like, how have you not? Of all people, I'm like, what does that even mean? And he's like, it was written for you.
Yeah,
it's, like, this is
how long
everything.
Is it in town for?
It's just
this
a week.
This is the last week.
Is it the last week?
Yeah.
Today was last
day. Weekend, yeah.
Today was last day.
Okay.
But they're like $80 a ticket for the bad seats.
For the bad seats.
Bad seats are $80.
No, ours were really
Is that
good
the Fox, or is it like the convention?
It's at the Opera House.
Opera House, okay.
Yeah.
we're going to be doing Titus in April.
Hey. He's coming when in April?
25th?
Like later April?
No, April. I think it's like 12th.
It's a Thursday.
Because that first week of April, no, we're going to be in Florida.
Well, we tried buying tickets Saturday. Or Friday? What was it Friday?
Why?
Because
not that. Why Florida?
Because I have family Florida down there, and my grandfather died, and so we're going to go spread his ashes.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Come on, seriously.
Fine. And Kathy's from Florida, and she wants to show me around Jacksonville.
14th.
14th?
Yeah.
14th.
Okay.
Yeah. It's Titus.
How much was it?
Tickets are...
35
bucks.
Pretty bad.
Yeah. Get our comedy on. And it's his whole new show, too.
And Killswitch is like the week prior, so...
I can do one. And it, you know what? I listened to new Killswitch Engage song last night, and I'm not liking new lead singer.
I don't
like him. Am I wrong on this? New lead singer or
tell the doc. Tell the doc, then you're not going.
All lead singers are Killswitch. Fuck Killswitch Engage.
I like the
you have issues with Five Fingers, so whatever.
No, I do too, because he beat his girlfriend after making a song about how not nice it is.
Also, Five Finger Death Punch sucks.
I like that you say that, like, well, cancer... pretty frowned upon. Like, as like a scientific fact.
You can't get fucking mad at me if the band's just shit in the first place.
But they have songs that are...
But you like
Wolbeat,
so...
I do like Wolbeat a lot.
I saw Wolbeat twice in concert.
Fuck yeah, dude.
They are amazing.
Wolbeat is like, come on, how can you not like that? It's like fun metal.
I love Wolbeat, don't get wrong. And how do you not like Five Finger,
though. I know, I like Five Finger, but I don't like the fact that the lead singer made a song about not beating his wife.
I don't get how you guys could say, I like Five Finger, that's it? Because that's some fucked up shit. I like Five Finger.
No.
Because our brain doesn't like, think that way.
That's you. We need to take it as just
the last podcast we previously, with, you know, things going up other things, into things.
Well, the rectum damn near killed him.
Yeah.
That joke never gets
old. Never gets old. Ever.
Maybe we should start the movie.
Yeah.
Oh, huh, because the whole recording...
It's a movie podcast, apparently, so yeah.
We could call it a movie podcast, but then not have the movie on at all.
No, we're going to do the movie.
That's false advertising.
We've been trying to do this.
No.
Ten episodes ago, we were going to do one every other episode.
And
then life happened. And then you guys had football and shit. Yeah. And I was surprised you were both going to get off today. I'm like...
This is the one.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, work is busy right now, and we're disappointed.
No, fuck that.
We got the new guy. He's really good, and we were like, "All right, we're leaving on this Sunday. Don't burn it down." So, it would be like the first time you leave your kids home alone is what it was like. I was like, "Don't." I was like, "We'll be over at Jarrell's doing the podcast. Don't." I was like, "You can, but don't."
Don't call us.
Very much. Gonna
pick up.
Yeah.
That's why we have Kessler.
And he said he was actually gonna come in today to do it, so we could do this.
With what snow? It's all melting now.
Not just down here. I know how elevation works.
Can we just please start the fucking movie?
That's why there has no snow right now.
That's what I'm saying. Really? There's no snow there.
Yeah.
The East Cascades have a bunch of snow. They've been getting blasted.
Well, like, they gotta work the rest of the week anyway.
Look out there. You wanna play the game?
We gotta explain the game?
Yeah,
we gotta explain the game. You gotta explain the game. You don't say you wanna play the game and then go, play the game, and then go, okay, Robert won the game. They're like,
what was
the
game?
We don't, and like, we just.
I think I have a fucking theme song for this.
Playing the game! It's game time! Yeah!
There, Justin.
Theme song!
Justin's, bitches!
So the game that we don't have a fucking name for.
The game.
Yeah. The game.
Just the game.
It's the game.
That's the way we play it.
Game of gaminess.
Yep.
Game.
Motorhead's theme.
Yeah.
Ow. That was total
fun. Don't kick that.
Good job, dummy.
Ow.
It literally went through it. I tapped the hammer on my leg and it goes, that ain't happening. You don't get a choice in that one. That was all me.
The game is we have to guess the total domestic earnings of
a given movie.
The movie that we're watching today, which is Young Frankenstein.
If you haven't seen it, you're Justin and probably a shitty person.
Yeah.
We're okay providing commentary track.
Unless my girlfriend hasn't seen it, and then, like, you're awesome, babe, and we'll watch it so you can enjoy the podcast.
Yay.
Yeah, no, it's called Covering Your Bases.
But you're not any better than Justin.
Yeah, but slightly better than Justin.
No.
Slightly. Yep. That's Jarrell saying you're not, not me.
I don't give a shit. I've met Justin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Chris won't let me make her.
Yeah, no. Why can't we meet her?
So about this game for the movie. Game. Game. Gamey game.
Why are you changing the subject?
Bless him.
I'm not. Bless him. I swear. I'm, fuck shit. Yeah.
Proper
yeah,
English?
That works.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be helping me on this one.
I just want to watch the fucking
that's,
movie because it's
that's
awesome.
What I was saying. We can watch the movie. You're supposed to be like, yeah, let's watch the
then
movie.
Stop talking. Support. Let him go. All
right, so we're going to guess the total
don't,
domestic.
Don't. You did good. You did good. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you.
There's a screen to look at. There's a screen to look at. Thank God.
It says my screen on it right now. The game is we all have to
God,
guess
I wish
the
I had
total
kids
domestic.
Right now. It's done. Done.
I'm trying to explain to you.
I'm trying to express some rage.
Don't.
Thanks. You're next to me, so whatever, I'm not responsible for anything that happens to you.
I can hate you, I don't care.
I know, but...
We all have to take a shot at the total domestic box office for Young Frankenstein. Whoever gets the closest, without going over Price is Right rules, gets to pick the next movie.
Yay!
Yay! Jacob won last time, so he gets to go first.
Jacob? First thing you said on this podcast.
This one.
For this one. Yeah, we're only 10 minutes in.
Yeah.
So that's okay.
That's fine.
You should hurry up, Jacob.
I called dead air, dude.
You just saying a thing right as you're about to say something just to be that guy. I mean, it'd be really rude if we did that.
48 million?
48 million. Fucking interrupting asshole.
Total domestic box office.
Come on,
Justin.
Dead air, Justin.
I'm going to go in just random, I don't know, 58
million. 58 okay. 48
million,
58 million.
58 million and one.
Oh.
Douche.
Yes.
I'm trying to think.
Do it.
No, I'm trying to think of with all of his movies. What year did this one come out? Do you have the case?
I haven't brought it up yet. 74.
74? 26
million. 26 million?
Yep. I'm trying to think of $74.
Yeah, that's pretty.
I'm trying to be real with it, because I'm not thinking now, I'm thinking of then.
But it's total domestic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Box office.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In 74. In 74. The movie was like $2.
No, they probably made it for like 800,000.
You do know they continue total domestic for like any that time it still plays. So every time it goes to the Garland for a midnight movie, that gets added on to total domestics.
He already has his number.
He already
has. And one.
26 million
and one. And one.
Alright. I'm going to go 20 million.
20?
Yeah.
I'm going to go 32.
32 million?
Yep.
Alright.
And the winner is?
No. Star Wars!
86 million.
No, hold on.
Holy shit. That's lifetime gross.
Yeah, that's lifetime gross.
Domestic.
It may,
domestic
it,
total gross is 86?
Total lifetime gross.
Still, like, even in the top, like, it's in the top 200
wow.
movies.
Yeah, no.
So you did 48, right?
But he had 58.
Oh, yeah. So, really?
He's a movie guy, so I based it on one ahead of him.
There you go.
Yeah.
No, that's what Justin didn't really put effort into that.
No.
At all.
$86 million.
That movie made so much money in comparison to its budget, that's almost not
damn,
fair.
That's
insane. Well, it is kind of great, so I kind of get it.
December 15th, 1974. Production budget was $2.8 million. It's only a PG.
Damn.
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
It's a. Yeah.
All right. So Justin wins. Next podcast, we'll figure out what we're going to watch next.
Bloodsport.
Oh, fucking damn
it. Really? We have to watch Bloodsport?
No.
I mean, it's only 86 minutes long.
I was going to say, because it's like 5 seconds out of your day. Thank
you.
Yeah.
Oh, God. 86 minutes of Bloodsport.
See?
The rest of us fall in. We just haven't seen Bloodsport once or twice.
Nah, fine. I have to think of something by the end of this.
We can watch Bloodsport.
Yeah. Nah, comically, like, it's not really.
Nope, you already said Bloodsport, and we're going to just brag on the entire movie.
Bloodsport is funny as fuck.
Yep, it's funny as fuck. Can't take it
There's
seriously.
All sorts of weird, stupid shit in there.
Yep.
All right, PlayStation controller. How do I bring up the fucking display?
Square. Or is it on DVD?
It's on DVD.
Yeah.
Square. Yeah.
Yeah, but no, I wanna like.
Oh, for the time. Yeah. Not select because it's PS4.
Yeah.
On that one for the time.
Yeah.
It might press triangle.
There you go.
Yeah.
So we're at 4 seconds. The 20th Century Fox logo has showed up, and it's in black and white.
Glorious black and white.
Look at Jacob.
Because it's great. Because if it's in black and white, it makes it better. Just ask Kevin Smith.
Oh yeah.
He only made one black and white movie.
Yeah.
One and one fourth. Yeah. Fox 2 started out in black and white.
It's not 1/4. It's like 1/20.
Starts in black and white. Clerks 2. Clerks 2. Uh-uh. $10.
No.
God damn it. Ends in black and white.
Starts in black and white.
Can we just fucking waste the black and white.
$10.
I already owe the Express guy $5 for that.
Come on, $10.
Not right now.
Oh. After you look it up first? Yeah.
Yeah, after I look it up first.
Yeah, he's right.
He's doing it right now.
I know I'm right on this one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because it starts out in the
fire. Because there's coffee pot on. Fire and shit, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's color in there with the fire.
No, it's all black and white until he opens the door. Yeah,
shut the fuck up, Jacob.
You wouldn't trust it. That shit don't work.
All right.
And action.
Oh.
No.
I've seen this
one before. Of my favorites.
Shut the fuck up, Justin.
I hate you so much right now. Like deep down inside.
Why are we sober right now?
Because we have two warm IPAs.
Yeah, we
and none of us did beer. We all arrived early and no one brought beer.
I actually almost thought about bringing the whiskey.
Oh, the fancy one?
Well, yeah. Get home and go get whiskey.
You've already seen it.
Yeah.
No, I saw the Fox 20 before. That's all I've seen before.
Everybody's seen the Fox 20th Century.
I hate you so much.
Ah, Gene Wilder.
Did he pass away?
Yeah.
When did he?
Didn't he?
Like, I don't think he did.
No.
I know Peter Boyle passed away.
Yeah, I think he might have been the one that did.
Yeah, I don't think Gene Wilder did.
Welcome to the internet. Woo! We'll look it up. I remember seeing
what?
This.
What? Knockers.
I was... What was it?
No, he's still alive.
Like the sixth grade?
He's 82.
Holy shit!
Wow, right on, man.
How is he alive?
He looks nasty.
Because must be all that candy.
He made it past 69.
Yeah, he made it past 69. Because apparently that's a big now. Fucking deal. Holy shit.
I don't know if he's past 69 now.
He was born in 1933. 5 feet 10 inches.
Hand apart robot.
Got one
child. Left-handed or right-handed?
That doesn't say. I'm going to guess right-handed.
Let's see. Yeah, because we're the only people who are left-handed are soulless. So.
He went to the University of Iowa.
HP Studio. Are they DJing?
It sounds like it.
I don't know. It sounds like they've got a hacksaw. And they're just
going to town. They're probably
cutting the table in half.
No, it's the fucking kids with the trains.
Oh,
because those trains have grooves on them, so they can.
Maybe they're practicing magic.
Probably.
Where did that even?
Because the sawing people in half. Really? Is that your first thing with magic? Like,
yeah.
How? What other medium do you saw people in?
Is lumberjack or sawing people in half?
The big one? Murder.
The M's.
Yeah. They made a whole show called Dexter predicated on that.
You would never shoot murder.
A successful show with really bad actors. It's very overrated. It's a terrible show.
Yeah, we watched the first season of Dexter.
Yeah.
It was not good. Credits.
This has a lot of credits. I remember this is when they would do credits in the beginning versus the end. Because reasons.
Well, no, they do them at the end, because they want to do all like
that. I didn't know they had the original laboratory for the Frankenstein. That's so cool.
That is cool.
Owned by Kenneth Strickfettin.
Well, whose house I'm breaking into.
Imagine if you had to carry a couch up that.
You see all that shit inside and you're like, I'm not even mad. That's why he needs Frankenstein's monster, so he can haul some shit. He's like, renovating.
That's what servants were for when they built the damn place.
Those are pretty big knockers.
Still one of the
I never understood how those torches always stay lit. It's raining.
It's called kerosene. They had it back in the day, too.
Rain.
Super flammable shit.
Yeah, it stays fiery. Literally, it's its thing. That's what it does. I know people complain a lot now with jobs and all those. Like, I have to shovel shit, literally, for a living. I have to pick crops, whatever their terrible job is.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's still infinitely better than being a servant at a fucking castle for one fucking guy. What's your job? every night, go out, I light all the candles, all have kerosene on them, and then I just wander the house all night
like for the next creeper. Day.
Yeah, like, yeah. That's your fucking job. That is all you do.
And then when the master goes to bed...
You put out his fire.
I put the coals from his fire in his bed, and I secretly hope I light that motherfucker on
yeah,
fire.
You put a little thing, we put it underneath there, and it won't kill him, but I want it to. Like, spontaneous human combustion.
Yeah. Oh, I saw this when they did the Broadway show at the...
Opera house thingy,
yeah, just point to it. They did the, yeah.
They did that.
You got it. They did the
Fryburger
every time.
Well, I hope podcast so people cool. get it too, because that's probably what we're doing this for.
Why don't they do that anymore on coffins?
What?
Put names?
Your name?
Yeah.
I bet you could.
Yeah, probably fucking hell expensive, though.
It's kind of expensive to do. All right,
go to fucking Hobby Lobby, get a fucking nail gun, and just be like, Jink. Damn it, that's a lot of work. Yeah. Just have J.
Well, then
they charge you by the letter.
J.
I know I spelled it wrong.
I think that mortician did a really horrible part. Because, like, one, he took out the right eye. He is straight
dead looking.
Yeah.
That means, like...
Like, he just put him in there. Well, yeah, like, didn't remove any guts, nothing. No,
it's like they pulled him from the grave. Put him there.
But he has a grip, though.
Well, yeah, because he doesn't want him to have it.
Yeah, he's Zeus. It's fine. One eye.
Look at you. I was going to be disappointed for a second with Justin.
You
and your fucking mythology.
I'm listening to American Gods again, so that's mostly why.
American Gods is so good.
Yeah, it's my second time through.
Oh, and I watched Bad Blood. Not bad.
The Batman one?
Mm-hmm.
Did you do the digital one?
Mm-hmm.
I'm picking it up next week.
Nice. It's worth the money.
It is?
Yeah. Good. I always wanted to see Batwing, and yeah. Batwing...
Is it good?
Awesome. He's really a lot in it, yeah.
When did that come out?
It came out digital, and then it's come out on video Tuesday.
Yeah. I'll find it someplace on the internet.
I fucking love Gene Wilder.
Right?
You're so good. I honestly, though, still think Blazing Saddles is my absolute favorite.
It still is, yeah.
But this is just... Great.
How they all just spend their entire time going, and then he yells out. <"Nah.">
Yep.
Like, oh, hey, Sheriff.
Yeah, that's Frankenstein. My name is Frankenstein. Love that he is totally that douchebag like kid in class.
Who looks like who?
The guy.
Yeah. I know the other guy.
Is he Bean? Is that Bean?
No, that's not
Bean. Oh, like
that's
Mr.
Not,
Bean.
That's not Rowan Atkinson.
Yeah.
No. But he does look like him. I could see that.
Yeah.
How fucking weird would that have been?
Child
That'd be
Bean.
So trippy. God, it'd be way trippy. I remember watching this, though. I watched it on a little, like, 5-inch screen.
Tube TV.
Yeah, not even a tube. Like, it was this long. Like, that tall, just tiny screen. And we were out in the RV. We'd gone camping. And my dad had recorded a bunch of VHSs that he went, rented some, because this is the cool kid thing. And then recorded them onto the little cassettes.
Yes.
So we would watch them on that one while we were out camping.
That's
and
cool.
This is one we watched. And I was just like, it's in black and white, really? And I was kind of like bummed at first. Because I was like, I don't want to see this. I'm like 6th, 7th grade.
Yeah.
Give me colors. We need entertainment. And I
give
just,
me flash poo.
Like, my brothers fell asleep. I didn't give no fucks. I was on this movie. I'm like, this shit is hilarious.
Right? The first time I watched it, I think it was a little too young. And I didn't like it. It was like black and white and I fell asleep.
Yeah. I saw this. When I saw that it was Mel Brooks, I had seen Spaceballs on Comedy Central 1,000 times by then.
Oh, yeah, I'd watched
Spaceballs. So if it wasn't for that, I
would
have.
Did you hear
they're
making Spaceballs 2?
Spaceballs
2. Yeah. I'm so stoked for that. Yep. Oh, my God.
For that. That'd be fun.
Spaceballs, the movie, the movie.
Yeah. Spaceballs, the franchise, the movie would be a better title.
May the Schwartz be with you.
It's so dope.
Spaceballs, the lunchbox.
Advertising juggernaut.
He can lift one knee.
Well, because he's showing that it's a voluntary reflex. But he's.
I mean, like when you hit your knee there?
That was involuntary.
Oh, same.
When you pay attention to the movie, you will see that!
Or maybe if someone would have watched this beforehand, maybe if someone.
That would have been good.
Have a question.
Yeah, so Justin took this movie from here to his house for weeks.
Well, that's why I have friends and, like, you know, explain things and little things for me.
Then why'd you take the movie, Justin?
Yeah.
I don't know. You gave it to me. You told me to take it.
No, he told you to take it. I didn't even ask. Like, you just took it. Nope. Just stole shit from my house. You
could have, but not.
Yeah, you could have, because you guys were here a half hour early.
You should lock your door once in a while.
Don't advertise that. Don't lock
my door. Yeah, dude.
Really? Wow. On the pod?
Thanks. Now everybody's going to come steal my shit.
You're responsible for anything.
Now, this was the one thing I didn't, because, you know, I don't know how the brain totally works. I just know that Justin drives me insane.
That's all you should know.
But what part of the brain he cuts off that outright limits all motor function that way? Because I'm like, I'm pretty sure you couldn't attach just a piece of metal into the back of the neck that's going to somehow stop it. That's not how that's going to work.
No.
At all. By any
means. The midbrain is actually what controls
motor function.
So it's actually not possible. What he'd be constricting is the brainstem, which
would
actually stop his heart and his lungs.
And the whole dying, right?
Yeah.
He just pissed himself.
Gave up our resident doctor.
No, he knees him in the junk because he didn't.
He wanted to show the reflex, and
he stopped the brain from functioning. So that's what he did anyway, and then went for the whole kneeing of the groin, and he did.
Yeah.
Frankenstein. God, the way whoever they got to be this guy is just that guy. He says everything in such a condescending fucking way. Well, it's
like they filmed it just right with him just continually turning the head.
Yeah, he's like, so, you know, I thought we had homework. And everyone's like, you fucking suck.
Oh, thanks for reminding me.
Yep.
That kid deserves to be beat up.
And even the teacher's like, really, Billy? You're gonna fucking...
Because you know what your homework turns into? Homework for me.
Yep.
You prick.
God. Love this movie so much. He does a great off-into-the-distance look.
Yeah.
He's just... He's poking and prodding. He's being that quintessential guy.
He had that same off-distance look when he was threatening children in his chocolate factory, too.
No, stop. Don't. Best part of that entire movie. And you're like, he's a goddamn psychopath.
Oh, he's lived with weird bitches for
his whole life.
You're secluded in
love this.
Now, see,
could you see reanimating the scalpel?
But look at his leg. There's a difference between his leg. There's a padding. I always notice this for some reason.
Well... He kind of does a whole thing.
Yeah, but like...
Oh yeah, I forgot about this. One,
Two.
Boom!
Which is still like, Odo, you can totally see the pad.
And I'm gonna...
I love that though! And that is Justin right there.
Yep.
100%.
Or as we were talking about our kids just hitting themselves in the face.
It is, and you're like, I don't even know if I'm mad at you. I'm just deeply confused.
I guess you took care of the problem.
I would never stab myself to prove a point.
What? You have in the past.
No, I still...
Not physically, but mentally.
He just said it.
I'm good.
Chris wins.
I win. You just admitted to throwing knives at me.
I threw knives at you.
And it went to my leg, and you just admitted it.
You just admitted it, Justin.
Yep.
No. I play back the tape. No.
You can't rewind life.
Nope.
You're not the Flash.
I'm recording this.
I am recording this, and I'll play it for you later.
Yeah, when you listen to it, you're going to be like, son of a bitch, I did fucking just say I did it.
I never said I stabbed you. No.
Whenever Justin says something, it's super quiet because he's 10 miles away from
me. Yep. He's just screaming this from across the street.
And he doesn't have his big black man voice like you.
Yeah.
I love this. The lips.
My voice doesn't carry.
The hair.
The coat.
The coat.
Elbows.
It's like, you just don't touch anything.
Oh, she's the hooker lady in Blazing Saddles. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, she's a genius.
I think that's the only two she does with him.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, let's look this shit up. I have the internet.
The hair. Just been set.
Where are you on?
I prefer old-fashioned wedding nights. Giggity.
You know what we did on our wedding night? We fell the fuck asleep.
I absolutely love that. That's a weird fucking name. The dress is taffeta. It wrinkles so easily. God, that's the last human being in the world I'd want to be with. Just those three moments, and you're like, bye.
I don't know. You were telling us about one of the people you were with.
Yeah. On a list of things that I have a tolerance of, that weirdly, that almost kills it more than that. Like the nails, elbows.
And then they do the shake. I love it.
Yep. And they do it so legitly. They pull it off like yeah. that's a normal thing.
Like they do that all the time.
You think how many takes that would happen? Like, seriously?
To keep the face?
Yeah.
Oh. I love that. She doesn't even catch the kiss because she doesn't want it to ruin her makeup.
She's got scared of something.
Because she's like, I don't want it on my makeup. That's so good.
So bad.
Is her name Inga?
No, Inga is the quite the knockers.
Oh, yeah.
Is that Madeline Kahn?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
Madeline
Kahn.
I love that they have the same argument every train station. It's got that weird, subtle, like, message, everybody's basically the same fucking thing. No matter what, you hear the same conversations every time.
Yeah.
On the Cosby Show?
She was on the Cosby Show?
She a teacher?
Pauline Fox. Sounds like a teacher. Loving Madeline. On the episode.
Would you guys go to Transylvania?
Yes.
Yes. Probably.
Yeah.
You'd totally go to Transylvania?
Yeah. Yeah. Because you can buy wine that's directly with blood there.
You can buy wine here, Jack.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's a thing you might have heard of it
but
called Amazon. Sell,
like, it's called Dracula's Blood.
Oh.
Again, Amazon.
No.
Boop, 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 boop. Airplane.
No, no. They don't have like drones. Those drones and shit.
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
No.
Yes.
Unless
no.
Some,
no.
Unless
so
some
that's like having a Batman
steak
in a Batman cave. Would you, if you, there was a real Batman cave, in Universal Studio, where you can get a Batman steak, that's the best steak in the world. Would you get it?
What, like,
no, because one, we wouldn't eat Bruce Wayne. Two, it's called the fucking Bat Cave.
Yeah. It's messed
up. I don't want to be your friend anymore. I'm going to enjoy our movie.
I'm going to pop a fucking blood pressure!
Truly the greatest character in this entire film.
Serious.
Oh, yeah.
And didn't he pass away, like, a couple years after?
Yeah.
So sad. And, like, I saw the making of this. And
no, those are his eyes.
Like, yeah, those are his real eyes.
His eyes are that bug-eyed, dude.
Yeah.
Are they?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. It's his whole, like, thing.
Marty Feldman?
Frederick Frankenstein? No, it's Frederick Frankenstein.
Holy shit.
Yeah. You must be Igor. No, it's pronounced Igor. You just can't beat that. But they tell me it was Igor. Oh, well, I guess I'm wrong. They don't say. And that look on his face is like, see how stupid you sound? I love that. The grandfathers work together.
And on the making of this movie, like, this actor was probably, I guess, the sweetest out of all of them. He was just the always fun-loving, always the nice guy, basically. And
I love how he doesn't acknowledge his hump at all.
What hump?
Wasn't it over there? What hump? What hump? The straightest face ever. That would be so hard to not laugh at that moment. Like, if you want real comedy,
like, try to pick
like,
it up.
Like,
nope, not that one.
Have, like,
smaller one, thank
takes.
You.
Right? To straight face this? Oh, this is great. Walk this way. This is just, it's so timeless. Walk this way. Awkwardly down the steps.
Take that cane. Yep, walk just like I do.
And I love that. Really? You son of a bitch. That right there is a Justin moment in life.
We'd have to do it for comical sense.
No, but you would have done it like that. Been like, no, here, walk this way. And then you'd be like, why am I doing this?
Yeah.
It's a whole thing.
The pimp ride.
Pimp my cart.
Pimp my hay cart.
Exhibit comes out. All right, so this is what we did, people.
The finest haze.
Yeah, it's finest haze. These trees, this tree right here that this thing is made out of, 500-year-old tree. Killed the sumbitch.
But it comes, you know, standard with one blonde chick.
Yeah, but because it's Pimp My Ride, it's two blonde chicks.
And she rose in the hay.
And she rose in the hay.
Rose in the hay.
While in your pimped out one, they twerk in the hay. Because that's the thing that kids
that's
do.
That's a new down.
With spinning spinners.
Yes.
And
it's all wood.
TVs. All replica. What's a TV? It's witchcraft!
Do you think you would see any Amish people on there?
Oh, on Pimp My Ride?
Yeah.
No, Pimp My Cart.
On Pimp My Cart?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a challenge I'd be going for, because you can't give them technology, but how do you improve a cart without doing that?
Yeah.
I mean, you put the finest fucking wood
on
there.
Wood on.
Carbon fiber. Yeah. That'd be a lot of carbon fiber. That shit would be expensive.
And would they make the Amish people work on it? Because they would be able to do it. Like,
that's how they get
good. So we're just going to make a show, but you have to pimp your own right out.
Wow. I love this. There wolf. Money there versus. Castle. Why are you talking that way?
Werewolf bear. Bear.
No, this is just us laughing at fucking Igor's line.
It's the best play. Oh. I love the music in this too.
Looks like Strange Brew just borrowed the same castle for the brewery.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a movie. We could do
Strange
time.
Brew. Strange Brew is the best. Yep, but you already said Bloodsport.
No.
You can't un-Bloodsport Bloodsport. I mean, all you have to say is you don't like Bloodsport and we can do Strange Brew, right?
Yeah, that's never going to fucking happen.
Oh, I guess we're doing Bloodsport.
It's like you don't ever want to say you don't like Green Lantern, so.
Not the movie. Did you watch the movie?
Wow.
Dude, okay. Okay, change the subject here, Chris. Did you get excited when you watched the special of Kevin Smith and Jeff Johns doing the whole thing? Did you not? Can I spoil something for you?
Yeah.
They're incorporating Green Lantern Corps.
I know they're going to do this as a movie. Okay. Yeah, they're doing it as a core. Yeah.
When I saw Jeff Johns say that, I was like, oh, Chris is going to be so excited.
No, I do that. Frabruka!
Nay!
Chris watched the, like, he brought over the Green Lantern animated movie to my house.
Okay.
And Angela and Kathy were hanging out, and the baby was there.
Okay.
Cable was brand new. Okay. Chris cried at the end when they were doing the oath, and Angela got super mad at him because he didn't cry when Kale was born. But when they
I teared up. He was born. I cut the umbilical cord. All the normal stuff. She is high as a fucking kite. and so we go and do the Green Lantern thing. We're watching his house. And then at the end of it, they do the Green Lantern oath. And it's the first time I heard the oath. And other than like Jon Stewart on the Justice League cartoon. But it was like, now it's validated. Like they're making movies. And the fucker says the oath with the words. And it made me really emotional. Because I am really not good at normal people feelings. I emote better on fictional characters.
Okay.
Whatever. Sure. Everyone's got a
thing. See, the thing is like you've been with Green Lantern for like since you ever first thing you thought about.
Once Justice League as the animated show had started, so freshman year.
Yeah,
it wasn't until senior year I started buying comics.
Okay.
Yeah.
The candles are not lit.
No, yeah, they all know that too.
Yeah. they're lit.
No, when it shows them closer up, none of them are lit.
Yeah.
But now they're lit.
Now they're lit.
Yeah.
They're totally lit.
No, they're not.
It can be treacherous. And then he does like that. Things that ain't lit.
Prabuka.
Thank you. That would be crazy.
Why don't they just put Prabuka? Victor's. The barrels. The private.
I want a bookshelf like that, and that's cheap.
You just wait until that bookshelf does, man. Tell you what.
Spoilers.
I haven't seen it.
You know what? I'm going to spoil the shit out of this movie because this is the only time I'm going to feel good about myself with Justin around.
That seems like a more personal.
Yeah, I was thinking, there are many times that
What's your least favorite movie then if you like this so much?
My least favorite movie?
Yeah.
Armageddon.
Really? You're walking into this love Armageddon. Am I the only one who loves that movie?
I love Armageddon, too. Especially with Steve Buscemi.
That's
awesome.
Get off the atomic bomb. I want that. I was like, I want that. Right? In life, to have that said to me.
I walked out of Armageddon.
Why, spoiler alert, you knew they weren't going to die?
I know my least favorite movie.
Deep Impact is a better movie, though.
Bloodsport. Deep Impact is a much
better movie. My least favorite movie.
Have you ever actually watched Bloodsport?
Yes, I have. Actually, his birthday, I actually, in his honor, I'm going to say this, I watched the entire Rambo series. I remember when I sent you that picture?
Yeah.
I was like, in your honor, I was doing it. Because there was all the Rambos on Netflix.
Yeah, because you thought it was First Blood, not Bloodsport.
Something like that.
Is that it?
Yep.
Because so Rambo's first blood and
yeah,
and Bloodsport is a completely different fucking movie.
Bloodsport has Jean-Claude
Van Damme.
It's the same thing, basically. Yes.
Is it?
I wanted to see that face so bad.
I was like, he totally just pulled a Justin. I was like, that was just impressive to watch. I don't even want to say nothing.
That's what it looks like, huh? I like it. I'm glad I knew it. See, I'm okay doing
now
it.
Now when you're on the outside of that one looking in, you're like, I'm a fucking asshole.
No, it doesn't cross my mind at all. It's entertaining.
I'm not going to lie. I've seen this movie 100,000 times.
Yeah.
But it took a long time for me to get this whole part. That, like, he was having a nightmare of, like, because he's denying his destiny and everything, to get the implication of it. Like, the first time I watched it, I'm like, is he just having a nightmare? And then he just wakes up and is like, I'm gonna be Frankenstein!
Every time I see a bad scene like this, I think of Ghostbusters instantly.
Oh,
yeah. That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, when he gets head from, like, the ghost.
Yeah.
Yep.
Are you the Keymaster?
It's like, I have one here. She say that she is the gatekeeper. Really? I got the Keymaster. They should meet. Probably not. It's like the greatest dry lines ever.
Oh, and by the way, I'm going to predict the girl Ghostbuster movie is going to bomb.
Totally. It's going to be great. Yeah. I think it's going
to
be great.
I don't want it to, though.
I know, right? I'm arguing with my boss about that. He's like, I'm not seeing it with chicks. I'm like,
you're a shit person. Your boss is a shit person in that regard. If you're not going to see a movie because they change a cast lineup, you're kind of a shit person.
Everybody's doing that. Where are you going?
I gotta do a thing.
Alright.
It's feminist shit.
Could've asked me to move.
I could've, but you wouldn't have.
He's got a point. It's still nice to be... Oh! It's his lady!
Yeah, so he wants to talk to him. Yeah.
Alright.
Yeah.
So, lady, if you're watching this, or listening, thank you.
We're supposed to be doing
you were really on that. You're like, oh, I'm gonna correct Rob. Oh, shit.
Yeah. Well, speak like an adult.
Correct everyone.
Yeah, okay.
Not just singling you out. Treat everyone equally. But I would do Jacob, but he doesn't really speak.
Well, he's probably enjoying the movie.
Yeah.
See? He's nodding. Yeah, that's good. On the podcast, Jacob. Come on, man.
I know we're supposed to be doing commentary on a movie, but how do we get Chris back when he comes back downstairs?
Hot in silence?
Stare. It's a podcast. We can't really do awkward silence.
No, or just watch the movie.
We can call her Super Naomi.
Ooh. Justin's letting that roll around his mouth there.
I'm trying to, like, sing, like...
No, is that mixing... Is that crossing swords? Crossing screen?
Because we used it once. We can't just... We got stuck.
Yeah, but that's why he
fucking called her.
Did he?
He called her Super Staff.
Yeah, but we can't just use that as a different title on someone else, though.
Why can't
we? Because that's not his pet name. We wanted you to ruin his pet name. That's why we did it.
Yeah.
I know.
Again.
This was like...
We can test the waters, yeah.
Yeah.
Just gotta see if it takes a bite.
Mm-hmm. You guys do it. Shit. That ruins stuff like this.
Secret, secret, secret. He's talking to his girlfriend. Hey, what's
up? So when he listens to this,
he'll realize there's no real thought put into our. One time, Justin and I made Wile E. Coyote plans for something we were going to do.
What?
Yeah, we were down literally on the Pac-Man machine. We had blueprints.
They were made out of crayons.
On a napkin.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and then it was probably our least best executed plan.
We just happened to order from Acme, so it's like,
that's our own fault. That's the last time.
Yeah. But they offer so many good deals.
Wile E. Coyote. Super genius.
Alright, so I missed like the last 2 minutes. Where are they going and why?
They're going down into the lab.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but I think
the secret entrance.
Yeah, it's the secret lab.
And I think they felt the drafts, right?
No, there was music.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, the creepy orchestra music.
This is why Jacob's paying attention. So when we start fucking doing dastardly deeds, Jacob can bring us back around. Hey, Chris, we're doing a fucking podcast. We can hear you up there.
Yeah, go up more.
Christ.
Yeah, go up further.
We're trying to enjoy a movie here.
Yeah.
Piece of shit. You sit at the back of the theater, too?
Yeah, sweet. With Kathy and, you know.
Hi, sweetheart.
Want to sit down, Kathy?
Hi. I'm good.
Kathy, how much do you love this movie?
How much do I love this movie?
Yes.
Yeah. I love this movie a lot.
This movie's amazing.
Yeah.
This movie's great.
See, there's not many movies that I like that she'll go, I love this movie a lot. She'll go, you and your friends watch the dumbest fucking shit, bro.
No, Troll Hunter was an amazing movie. It is.
Huh?
Troll Hunter is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, Troll Hunter is great.
It's a good movie.
I showed her the Turbo Kid fucking trailer, and she's like, "This, that's just a movie for you guys all the way around."
No, Kathy, seriously, it's so awesome. Watch the movie, please.
I will.
It's really good.
I will.
It's she watches it all, and then she goes, "That was the biggest waste of an hour and a half."
You won't, waste any time. That's good.
Atticus chewed through a tube.
He what?
Yeah.
Chewed through a tube?
So it was leaking all over the place, which I forgot. Like, thought maybe his thing was unconnected. No, he chewed a hole in it and was really excited and happy about it.
I bet he was.
He's got, like, formula all over his face. It's all over the place.
Little jerk. Did you get it cleaned up?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you get a new one on?
No, not yet. But okay. So I was just going to ask, do we have extra bags or are we...
Oh, yeah, we should be good. Because we just got a hole in the cake.
Terrible people, except for Kathy and Tabitha.
Her name's not, Tabby Dick!
Not including the kids either, so.
What about Ass Butt?
No, remember we talked in the text message that Jacob's never in the wrong. He let us know that he hates us all because we were talking about him and Naomi.
No, it's
because
you guys.
And we already planned what we're inside.
Not listening to you! Shut up!
We have our Wiley's.
Yeah, we got a Wile E. Coyote super.
Because he got
it. Yeah. They did the zoom in. The
finally chewed through one, man. It almost took him a year.
How often do you change the cord, though?
Every day.
It's attached to the bag.
Yeah, the bag gets changed every day. The actual cord itself gets changed once a week.
Okay.
But he chewed the bag one. Oh, shit, because it is tube changing day.
Wouldn't you pay someone to, like, just, you know, clean up all the cobwebs?
No.
It's a lab. It's a secret lab. Behind a bookcase. You have minions.
But no, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't.
He didn't have minions?
No.
Did you see any minions?
Not yet.
Just it's not fucking Despicable Me, all right?
No,
just
not.
The one guy. That's it.
Igor.
Yeah.
Igor and the Fleb Booker chick or whatever.
Yeah, then...
Fleb Booker! Thank you. He's been working on that horse thing for a while.
I was prepping for this movie. I really like this movie a lot.
This movie is great.
I've seen this way too many times.
We've provided no actual commentary besides, oh, this part's fucking great.
Yeah. We're like, didn't we, like, have a purpose of watching really stupid movies, but, like, ripping them a new one, but see, this is not a stupid movie. This is
More entertainment.
Not Mystery Science Theater 3000.
See, Jacob, you missed the point. You picked this movie, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Yes, right.
Yeah. I don't know. See, the thing is, I can't really knock you on it. It's an
amazing movie.
Killer Clowns from Outer Space is not really the greatest movie.
Yes, and that's why we destroyed it.
Did we? Because you just came down halfway through.
I loved it.
I hated it, and I wanted to punch it in its face.
Yeah.
Because I felt like I wanted to be killed for a second.
Yeah. How do you punch a movie in its face?
Like this.
Scare me. I was gonna say you didn't scare me. You reacted the same way the movie would have been. Millions of dollars.
Skeet. White
people don't know what this means yet.
Yeah, I'm using it. Killer Clowns with a space skeet. Comes out like rainbows. I would pay to see that terrible movie. I would. I'd be bad, but I would need to see it in a film.
Killer Clowns porn.
Yeah.
Comes out as rainbows. Totally need to be holding on to this right now.
Yeah.
I keep waiting for her to, like, poke herself with it, though, because she's not paying attention.
She just burns the book. Yeah. How I did it. By Victor Frankenstein.
Lightning.
How to cook humans.
No, you gotta blow the dust off. You blow it up. Dinner. Oh, but there's more dust. For dinner. Oh. One of the best fucking Halloween specials ever. If none of you get that, y'all suck.
That's legit.
It's Simpsons, Justin. Because I felt your, I don't know that one, so I'm going to shake my head.
Forever ago, Simpsons.
Yeah, 94.
Yeah. Was that the same year with the donuts and he's in hell?
Yes.
And they fill him up with all the donuts in hell?
Yeah, he's on the conveyor belt.
Get the fuck, shut the fuck up. You shut the fuck up. You don't get to sit there and be a part of that moment that we just had.
No.
Fuck you.
It's on my part.
Oh, why don't you just go make a phone call again? It's okay.
Already had a conversation with the lady. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Did you?
Did. Supposed yes. to meet all y'all.
So she's invited to meet us next week when she comes into town then. Sweet, because this will be aired by then, right?
This goes up.
We got a movie we got to watch. We're watching the movie. Oh, yeah.
Anytime she comes into town, like, you know, she's more than willing.
We're watching Young Frankenstein.
Are we watching Young Frankenstein?
We're watching Young Frankenstein.
We're more or less watching town? Chris Blush.
She's coming in town next week, but she's meeting other people.
What?
Meeting other people?
We're watching a movie podcast.
Who is she meeting?
Not a dialogue-y podcast.
This
is just dinner. Who is she meeting?
This is getting more important.
This has been escalating now.
No, we're just enjoying our cinematic adventure.
Is she going to meet your parents?
Get the fuck away from
my phone. Because I thought she already did that.
Yeah. Already met her parents.
Yeah, so who else? I mean, how many cool friends do you have?
I'm going to be upset.
No, she lives in,
Olmec?
Somewhere. Now,
Olmec?
Davenport or Deerport or someplace.
Yeah, there's a lot of places like that.
It starts with a duh and ends with a letter. Mm. No, she's going to meet Trey and Bonnie next week.
Trey and Bonnie.
Because, like, she's met my brother and it's going to be my brother's girlfriend.
Okay. So we're least important than your brother's girlfriend?
So are you saying your brother is on a higher, you know, friendship level and, you know, commitment level than, you know, all of us here?
Because he just keeps hitting on that sucker, and it's a podcast.
You're the one that had to make the last decision and the final say on his girlfriends and who he's allowed to date? Didn't you actually say that?
Yeah, he did.
More than once.
Hey, isn't this a great film? Love this movie so much.
It is. It's a great movie.
It's the monster.
It is. It's the monster. I always saw it. Like, I love this right here. And he does the, and we gotta make it rock. Like, he does it on purpose. Just so it does it for cinematic effect.
Dutch tilt.
It's the Dutch tilt before Dutch tilt.
I don't think you're getting out of this, by the way.
What? We're talking about
I think you're talking about. You can't fucking sideswipe this shit with
I'm just saying, like.
That guy is ginormous.
He is. Because wasn't he supposed to be, what was it? Everybody Loves Raymond? He's the dad?
Yeah, he's the dad.
Every time Raymond. I would see a commercial or be at work and it'd be after a game and they would play it. All I'd see is Raymond. I'd be like, every time. And I'm like, do the thing. Dance for me.
He's gonna hit him in the head. Come on, just hit him in the head. I'm like,
just once, right?
Yeah.
He went to bunk and follow him. See, that would be Mel Brooks in the Spaceballs era. That's when that would have been.
The slapstick era.
That's slapstick Mel Brooks. Yeah. Not
well, that, you know, real witty comedy the sand, Mel Brooks. Looking for the...
Okay. That works.
Yeah.
I love this. So, if you guys had to...
When are we going to meet her? Next week.
If you guys had to...
This is the best time to be distance from, by the way.
If... What, if we so we all have our way her, of dying, right? We all have the way we want to die, none of which is as boring as being buried in the ground.
Correct.
Ideally. You two...
Any scenario?
Don't worry about those kind of things, Kathy. Don't worry about those kind of things.
Kathy, they dig through the ground.
Yeah, they dig through... They build a tunnel to Albuquerque. Everybody knows this.
Come any on. Scenario I want.
Like a Bugs Bunny.
Would you, if all of our dream scenarios, granted you two have to be... buried together, so we'll probably do some Hawkman, Hawk Girl, put you guys in a giant chrysalis with some fake wings, like the Simpsons angel. Oh.
Yeah, Kathy.
That works! That's fine! Because then you could be killed with the rest of us.
Yeah.
With
suicide.
Us.
Suicide pact.
Okay, good. As long as we're clear, as friendship goes.
I don't know about friendship right now. It's kind of questionable.
Thank you so much. Anyway. Would you, if, like, Jarrell dies, right, and his family wants him buried in a hole, and we're like, okay, that's cool, would you...
I'll bury him.
Would you, would you dig one of the respective friends up to give them the burial that we say we wanted?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Genuinely, right?
Yeah.
That's, to me, real friendship.
Maybe not the one Carter said he wanted. Not Carter.
Not Carter.
Because Carter wants to be shot into a fucking daycare.
Confetti and children.
I love this.
Oh, I'm going to start counting how many times you say I love this.
This is great. This is comedy.
This is comedy? I can't hear it, so what is it?
It's a visual medium, you fuck.
I don't know.
God, I hate you.
And you watched it the first fucking time. Justin, do you want me to plug the headphones into the TV and I'll turn it up for you?
No.
So you can fucking enjoy the movie instead of, like,
you're I'm just going to borrow it or just watch it.
No, not anymore.
Mm-mm. So. Mm-mm. No, running away. Fuck you.
Doesn't matter. You know, I actually bought this, like, a week ago anyway, so.
I fucking hate you, Justin! You're like, you got me on your side. Just like, champion of Justin, and then knocked it the fuck down.
Good at fucking anything in that realm. Okay,
I know you are, and that's the problem.
I hate you. I still like you.
I know.
You're an asshole. Yeah. If you could meet any horror movie from the old Universal days, what would it be? Like, the character in it?
The fucking creature.
The creature?
Yeah.
I'd do Wolfman.
Creature?
Yeah.
That'd be cool movie. Creature.
Yeah.
Until you die.
Oh, chose one movie. Monster Squad.
No!
Yes. It's Bloodsport.
Bloodsport! No. You already said Bloodsport!
Yeah, I am redeeming myself and not doing that.
Bloodsport.
Yeah. Say anyways. You don't like Bloodsport. At all.
I don't like Bloodsport.
And mean it.
No, that was not a stipulation.
Yes.
No.
Mean it.
No, I do not like Bloodsport.
You're a goddamn liar. You can't straight face it.
Oh, shit. I live with you,
Justin.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
How many times have you watched Bloodsport?
Every day.
Once this year.
Just because you lost it. No,
yeah.
You lost it.
I lost both my copies.
Both copies, DVD and Blu-ray. Hey!
Someone stole them, I say.
On that topic of lost, stolen, and then rebought, I fucking love that. He freaked out by his own hand.
That Blu-ray is
that's hilarious. This is, like, hands down, the third best part of this whole movie.
Yeah. What brain did you pick?
Abby. Abby who? Abby Normal. Scientist and saint. Hans Delbruck. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to be real. I'm pretty sure if any of us were mad scientists, Justin would have to be our Igor.
He kind of would be, wouldn't he?
You would be our Igor. And right here is why. Ah! You would freak yourself out.
But see, I'd scoop up the brain.
No.
Yeah, and then we'd have a glass brain.
Why is there glass in it? It's shiny.
Do not use this brain.
It's Abby Normal.
Came like this.
No, and that's what makes this great. God. But no, Justin brought in yesterday the fighter. And he goes, you need to watch this. I just picked it up. I've owned it. He's like, I don't
Mark
own
and
this.
Mark?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mark and Mark and Christian.
And he has it on DVD. He's like, I just bought this. I'm like, you already gave it to me. I have a copy of this at my house on Blu-ray. And he goes, no, you don't. I've never owned this movie. I just picked it up. I'm like, no, you didn't. You gave me the movie.
I never bought this movie.
I get home. Very first thing sitting on top of my DVDs. Right there. Take the picture. Whatever. Watch it.
It's yours whatever. Now. Watch it. Yeah. Seriously.
God. You know, I wouldn't want that's legit, because I bought Resident Evil, or not Resident Evil, Dead Alive 3 times.
Yeah.
Not Dead Alive either.
Evil Dead.
Really? Do you have my Dead Alive?
No.
I ask everybody 100 times because I can't find it.
You've asked me a bunch of times.
Did I let you borrow it?
But you and I watched it on Netflix. Oh, fuck. When it was on Netflix.
The new one.
No, I bought it though.
Yeah, I know.
But I cannot find it for the life of me. It's been like a year.
The only time I've seen it is when you and I watched it down here on
Netflix. No. The movie is so good.
When our TV was down here, I would go through Netflix with movies I own. I'm like, oh, that's up there, but it's up here.
No, I'll lay in bed still, and I'm like, ooh, Hackers. It's out there. Or
Big Trouble in China.
Or Big Trouble in China. And it's like, you look at, like, at my door, I'll look at it, and I'll be like, click. Just stare right at it.
We watch Over the Top.
That's, ooh.
Over the Top.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't Over the Top.
That's no. Okay, though.
Over the Top. You have Netflix on this?
Yeah.
Over the Top.
You guys can speak up. You were just telling me how it was fucking quiet the other night.
It was like this.
Yeah, it was like that.
So that when we did it, that was when we did the Instagram podcast.
Yeah, we gotta get him close to it.
Sexy voices.
Yeah.
So you just gotta be right here.
Or no,
nothing to be even
closer. Even closer.
Just be right here.
We're the soothing sounds of NPR.
This makes us waiting for it. We're gonna get so mad.
You're supposed to be this close to your mic anyways, and keep telling you folks that.
You're supposed to be all right.
Yeah. You don't ever get that close either.
You want it to be like right here, just coddle it, right here, get it right in the face.
It's supposed to be.
No, I'm not. Okay.
He's not. He's aggressive.
Oh, I'm letting the mic know that I'm here for the mic, and the mic knows that
rubbing
I'm
rubbing the tank.
Right here. This is feels. I'm feeling. Yeah, no, I didn't say that I care. I'm just saying that I'm
my penis is super soft.
I hope so.
Yeah, I mean,
if you're gonna try that fucking hard, yes.
We were doing NPR. Yeah. That was our NPR podcast.
It's not like the late night, you know.
Yeah, it's not like the soothing sounds of the rain.
It's not
like that. Shit.
You get the sexy man voice.
For $1.99 a minute after $7.99 for the first minute. Yeah. $3.99 for the fourth minute.
And if you hang up, $20.
Yeah.
And stop calling from a payphone, jackass.
Hotline Bling. You used to call me on my cell phone, bro. You used to.
Quadrant charges.
What do you think his electricity bill is?
Well, it's not. It uses lightning.
Yeah.
If you
paid attention.
It's Dr. fucking Frankenstein.
You could explain that if you weren't on the fucking phone like 5 minutes
ago.
I could have explained the basic
plot of every mad scientist movie ever made. I could have explained the use of lightning.
Yeah, because I asked where his minions were and you didn't know where to be found.
He has Igor.
No, he has one. That's failing at his job.
Not no, it is not.
You know spider webs? Are there? Tons.
Because he's busy.
No, he's not.
Being a minion.
He's not even a goddamn haze.
Look, he's got shit to do, like crank the wheel and push button and crank a lever. It's his job.
That's a lot of work, huh?
When you're a hunchback, it is.
Hunch? I don't see no hunch.
Right there.
He doesn't notice it. It would be on him. He doesn't even notice it. So there's no hunch.
Whoa. There's a fucking hunch. And I hate you so much. See? He's got to throw the switch.
There's a sweet goggles, though.
Those are. Yeah. I would rock the shit out of those goggles.
I got a set of welding goggles upstairs. Like
they aren't those goggles, though.
No, they're not quite as long, but
not the third switch.
Also, that looks like a sailor's hat.
Did it say the works on outside?
It's raining. He's being practical.
I don't see the rain.
That's why everybody hates you, Justin.
Right now. This moment in time. You're the shittiest friend ever. God.
At least I stay down here and commit to my friends and do podcasts.
Go choke on goat dick. Big, fat goat dick. God.
He's not wrong, though.
Yeah, but you can shut up, too. You don't support him. You know what happens when you give him power.
You know that's the first thing I do.
He is the Hitler of the friendship group. He will go for Poland, and the moment you give him Poland, it's lost. All of it. All of Europe is gone.
Poland's not that big. I can't ruin that big of a place.
Yes, you can.
I am pretty fucking sure, given a month, you could do that. The month, the means, and the power, you would totally
do. You start on Rhode Island, get your feeling for it, and then move to Poland.
That's what you would do, too. Rhode Island, then Poland.
And move your entire force over to Poland.
Over. You would push the state off the continental United States. Like, what are you doing? Going to Poland. Someone's got to invade it, and then push it off, and they're just like,
it's not like everybody's ever invaded Poland before.
Yeah, and be like, I'm pretty sure I can win. Why not just fly there?
Shut up.
And then just, like, have them all paddle with their feet.
Zeppelins are frowned upon nowadays.
No, they're not. They're just inefficient as fuck.
Yeah, because something that can get you from A to B in hours versus days is, you know,
a thing. I thought it was a minor explosion party.
Yeah, that wasn't minor at all. The Hindenburg was not minor. The humanity! Look at the burning bodies! That was not minor.
That's
they died.
Changed the gas.
Which you would think would be the smart thing to do.
Also,
in the
how
place.
They paint the fucking thing.
Yeah, because you're like, apparently, flammable fire and a Justin
Hindenburg.
Fucking disaster. Yeah, they're like, it won't crash. But then you put a Justin in the equation, fiery death.
But you give me minions, right?
Yeah, all you want.
Well, okay. Yeah, I mean, you
can't
people who
do
are
this
expendable.
Alone, John.
Yeah, let's be real. No. We could do it alone. You would need minions.
That would be a dictator. I'm okay. No.
Yeah, you can be like Donald Trump. Go for it.
Whoa.
Too far.
That's. Dude. Come on.
No one would
come
ever
on.
Want to be that.
Hitler, Stalin, maybe. Pol Pot, even, right?
We still have to plan to
maybe.
Move in
Pol
like
Pot
2 years when he becomes president.
Yeah,
Trump
but Trump.
Trump is a dictator. A stupid dictator.
So a dictator? They're all pretty fucking dumb people.
Yeah. He's not a dictator yet.
Yeah.
Not yet.
His plans are a dictatorship.
Kathy, we gotta get our passports.
Canada.
Yeah, so we can move to Canada.
I love this. Quiet dignity and grace. Yeah. I honestly, every time I watch that part, I'm like, that's probably how I react. Because some would argue I overreact during things. I would disagree. I would say I proportionately react to an incident based on the emotional relevance it has to me. And I just see moments like that, and I'm like, that's legit. I know you fucking don't. Piece of shit. Holy shit, it looks like David Spade.
That is no way to talk about your friend. God,
I will talk about him any fucking way I want. It's fucking Justin.
Wow. Apparently so.
Shit. Poop face.
Well, tell us how you really feel. Yeah.
That's what I really feel. He's shit poop face. I want to live in a place where all of the town's decisions are predicated on a bunch of people sitting in a room yelling at each other.
With silly hats.
With silly hats, though. Like a wolf lodge.
Just like a gavel like this.
Oh, dude, I was...
Like a real gavel, though.
I was looking at fezzes, and they're way expensive.
Well, yeah, they're fucking classy.
I know, but I want one.
Doesn't everyone?
Yeah.
Commies probably don't.
We should go out and hang out with fezzes.
I'm down.
Like when we do the podcast? Put them on.
Yeah. We have to do a group photo sooner or later.
It's fair enough. That's fair.
It's our thing. I think that's what Kathy was doing. Well, no, I think she was taking video of us.
Yeah. I love this because he's got the wooden arm. Now, if Justin were a real fan of cinema, and I know Jacob knows this, that is the same guy who played the inspector from The Bride of Frankenstein, and who was the son of the original inspector from Frankenstein, and he had his arm ripped off, and so he has his whole pseudo-wooden steampunk arm. That's a fucking callback. That makes this a real continuity thing in the Universal Studio Monster movies. Even though it's 20th Century Fox. Fuck you. That's an awesome fact.
Yeah,
I don't give a shit. That's that a great fact.
But I still want to call you. Also, who are your guys' favorite Universal monsters? You got me, and him, but not you two. You just like,
I said the creature.
No, you were like, the creature would be kind of cool.
Yeah, no, we agreed, the creature.
The creature?
Like, the Wolfman would be great, but then there's that whole, like, silver bullet, but the creature, like, he straight kidnapped bitches and was like, Woogie Boogie! And pulled them into the water and they died. And then they're like, how do we stop him? Anyone remember? How do you stop the creature? Like, a magnifying glass? A heat lamp?
You boil the lake. Boil the lake.
You put up you put velvet rope around the fucking lake and he's like, what the fuck, dude? You're like, don't cross velvet rope. That's the law. And then you just have like a movie ticket taker guy going, sir, I can't.
Who would win
you
the
can't
fight?
You can't cross.
Or no, or Jason.
Ticketmaster's velvet rope.
Yeah, the Ticketmaster's velvet rope. He's like, sorry, sir, you can't. He goes, that's my lake. I go to the lake to live. My home is right there. It says home of the creature. Sir, I'm sorry, you need to calm down. And you need to go that way. I need you to turn around.
She has an earpiece and everything.
She goes, hold on. Yes, he is here. No, they are not letting you in, sir. You need to turn around.
And the Ticketmaster from Comic-Con.
Yeah, the Comic-Con Ticketmaster. Yeah.
That's what we were just talking about. Ticketmaster's velvet rope.
Yeah. And then the monster, the creature would be like, son of a fucking bitch, I'm gonna fucking die because this bitch won't let me in my goddamn house. I would watch that movie. Yeah. Watch the shit out of that movie. It'd be glorious.
All right. So it's about that time.
While they're at dinner, right before the movie hits literally its halfway point, right about...
12 seconds from the
isn't that kinda almost exchanging dialogue? Talking about making changes? And pause!
52 minute mark.
Exactly 52 minutes.
Boom.
Yay!
Where Igor has a mouthful of stuff in his face.
Well, yeah, they're eating steak.
Because it's awesome.
Bat steak.
Bat steak?
It's bat steak. Yeah. Batman steak.
Has it
Batman from the Batman cave. Uh-huh. Yep, it's Batman steak from the Batman cave.
Why not? Because I would go there.
With guano, bitch.
You did bad shit. Motherfucker.
Oh, life.
It's a silly.
I hate you guys so much.
This is our first podcast as a whole, like, Captain Planet team in fucking weeks.
Fire.
Ice.
Here, girl.
It's water.
Justin. I call fire.
It's why ice. Ice is not an... You're not part... You're the fucking monkey. You're the monkey. You have no powers. No, you're the weird Hindu king who had things. Love. You have ice. Love.
Yeah, you have love.
I'll take Earth.
Oh, Earth is a good one.
Yeah. No, you're the fucking Indian kid with fucking heart. That's it.
Oh, I'm okay with it.
Yeah, but your heart's not there. It's a black, angry thing, and it makes Captain Planet go rogue, and he just murders people. Also, trademark the idea, we were at work, and we were bored. This happens frequently. This was a while back. But I had this awesome idea of, like, a modern take on Captain Planet, but he is not.
Oh, the
Captain
fucking Planet, Dark
he's
one?
A hero. The Dark yeah. Planet. And he's, like, straight, like, eco-terrorist. Like, 80s-style Ra's al Ghul as an eco-terrorist.
He's pissed that we're destroying the planet.
Yeah, like we it didn't is listen. Straight. Well, because what it was, and I sent pictures to Andy, too, but
no, first it's a Godzilla about reference.
Yeah, it was Looney Tunes.
Like Dark
like Looney, dark Looney Tune characters, like a dark twist on all of them. But then I got into Captain Planet, and then I made a whole thing in my head.
Captain Planet's our hero.
But what it was going to be a Captain Planet, because back in the Godzilla versus Mothra, 1994, they introduced Batra, who is like the protector of the planet. Mothra protects people from, you know, bad guys and shit. And then Godzilla's like, I want to eat your babies! And you're like, that's really fucked up. Like, that was the whole premise of the movie. Godzilla's whole purpose was to get big and eat Mothra's babies. And you're like, that's
save me, Mothra!
Yeah, and you're like, no, save me and my children. But, like, fuck you! This man is gonna eat my children! But no, so the movie's whole thing is like, there's
Where are these
Mothra.
Weird fairies from?
they're like, this big! What are you gonna do? But no, so there's Mothra, right, who protects people.
Yeah.
But then the Earth created a protector, and it's Batra. It is not, the fucks of people is gone. It does not care. It shoots lightning out of a horn. It's like a bat metal version of Mothra. Yeah. And instead of being like white and blue and yellow and orange, it's like black, red, yellow, death metal, like kaleidoscope of evil.
Yeah.
And I sent Andy the pictures and I was like, take this color scheme and put it on the Captain Planet and then send it to me and it's going to be Dark Planet. And it's going to be Captain Planet, not looking out for people, but a new arch pseudo-nemesis of Captain Planet, only out for the planet, who, like, instead of, like, I use, like, water to put out fire, he will shoot fire at you and murder you. And I thought that'd be, like, a really good comic.
No longer our hero.
Yeah, like, he is not here as a hero.
I buy it.
And, like, all the panels would be, like, a broken heart, oil fire. You know, like, a flood. Like, all of the things are their things, but it's all the dark versions of them.
Did he make that picture?
No, he hasn't made the picture for me yet. But I can, because I can't draw for shit. Yeah. But if this can get made, I would so gladly just make a fucking comic of that. I can't draw for shit, though. So I got a great idea for it.
I'll try that.
But I just, it seems like a great idea.
Yeah, this guy can draw.
You can draw? Draw me, look up Batra and Captain Planet, and make it a thing.
Done.
And because Captain Planet doesn't have a cape, Dark Planet has to have a cape, and it needs
short,
to be
long,
long, but it needs to be in the color scheme of the Batra colors. Okay. Yeah.
Cool.
And he has to have that wicked mullet, too.
No. Not the crop top mullet. I want it to be the scraggly, cliche 80s villain hair.
Right.
Like Super, Death of Superman in 94, it's all like the long one.
Yeah.
That, like, because Captain Planet is so
Nicolas
clean
Cage
cut.
Hair?
Nicolas Cage. Nicolas Cage as Captain Planet is basically the guy. 94 Nicolas Cage. in the
Based
Con
on.
Air. No, Con Air Nicolas Cage in the beginning in the rain, where he's covered, he's all like, and he beats up the guy and he murders him.
Yeah.
That. Nicolas Cage is my dark Captain Planet.
Fair enough.
That's what I want.
All right.
I need to see that in my life.
Car.
Car.